The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway is proud to sponsor the airing of the Juneau Lions Club's 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Head over to the tram to buy a $20 gift card, and you're eligible to get the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway annual season passes at the early bird rate and the best price of the year. You can also purchase them online at RavenEagleGifts.com or call 463-3412 for more information. They're also hiring for the summer season. Visit their website for more info. The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, because it's happening at the top.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, brought to you by the Juneau Lions Club. Coverage on KINY brought to you by Microcom, Alaska's HughesNet Satellite Internet Solution, Dr. John Kralik, Alaska's Sleep Doctor, and Carl's Automarine. Now the Juneau Douglas High School Gym for Gold Medal Basketball.
All right, welcome back. Mike Clansby along with James Jack Jr. as we bring you... What do we have? C-bracket, winner's bracket coming your way with Gluckalon going against Metlakatla. And we're already in play as we go to center jump circle. The ball's tipped up, and Metlakatla will take it away as they move right to left here in this ball game. They're going to pass it over to the far side, and immediately it will give it away to Willie Hayward.
He pops up a three with Michael Ganey right in his face and hits nothing but net. Metlakatla is going to be the guest on this game on the scoreboard. Stolen away by Archie Dundas. Stolen right back by Michael Ganey. Ganey bringing the ball up for Gluckalon. Pass the ball over to Frisky. Frisky puts it up no good. Into the hands of Ganey. Ganey being guarded by Mowers. Ganey passes the ball over to McGraw. And he throws the ball away. Tries to get it to Jason Shaw. And he couldn't hold on to it. So it's going to be a turnover by Gluckalon. And bringing the ball in for Metlakatla is going to be Anthony Gogert. Into Willie Hayward. Hayward back to Gogert, being guarded by DeWitt. Over to Willie Hayward, being guarded by Ganey. He tried to get the ball to Chris Mowers, but he was pretty well guarded by Jason Shaw. We're going to have a turnover by Metlakatla. Back over to Gluckalon. Jason Shaw over to Stuart DeWitt. DeWitt to Frisky, being guarded by Hayward. Now he's being guarded by Buchanan. Now has the ball stolen away by Buchanan into the hands of Stuart DeWitt. Over to Jesse McGraw. He puts up a three, and it's good. So we have a score of 3-3. We have a three-pointer by Willie Hayward and a three-pointer by Jesse McGraw. Bringing the ball up for Metlakatla is going to be Archie Dundas. I don't know if that was supposed to be a pass or a shot, but he had it flopped away by Andrew Frisky. And Jesse McGraw puts it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Willie Hayward. Hayward being guarded by Ganey. Pass the ball over to number three. That's Anthony Gogert. Has the ball stolen away by Andrew Frisky. Frisky bringing the ball up for Gluckalon. He's being guarded by Hayward. Gets a screen from McGraw. Now pass the ball over to McGraw. Over to Jason Shaw. Shaw being guarded by Archie Dundas. Has the ball stolen away by Willie Hayward. Willie Hayward going one-on-one with Jason Shaw. He puts it up off the glass and good.
Willie's got five now with a three and a two.
Yep. So we have a score of 5-3. Metlakatla on top of Gluckalon in this winner's bracket. The winner moves on to championship night, and the loser plays the James gang tomorrow. Jesse McGraw drives in, has the ball slapped away by Maurer. Stuart DeWitt's going to take a long three. It's up, no good. Rebound slapped out of bounds by Andrew Frisky, and it's going to be Metlakatla's ball in front of their own bench.
This could end up being a tremendous ball game.
Yeah, it's looking that way. Bringing the ball up for Metlakatla, it's going to be Mowers. Mowers passed the ball over to Buchanan. Number 34, Buchanan puts up a three, no good. Rebound comes down to Frisky. Frisky over to McGraw. McGraw passes the ball back over to Frisky just inside the three-point line, and Andrew Frisky has his first bucket of the game. So we have a score of 5-5. We're tied at 5 at the 17-minute mark. Gogert puts it up no good over Stuart DeWitt. Rebound comes down to Frisky. Frisky tried to get the ball to Jason Shaw and has it stolen away by Willie Hayward. Hayward being guarded by Ganey. Double teamed, has the ball slapped away by Jason Shaw. Jason Shaw's going to go. He's got numbers. He's got 4-on-1 against Chris Mowers, and they get the ball to Andrew Frisky, and he's going to get his second bucket. So we have a lead change. Gluckalon back on top, 7-5 with 16:40, and we have another tie as Anthony Gogert gets his first bucket of the game. Or no, that was a three that they gave to Gogert.
So that makes it 8-7 now, two threes and a two.
Yep, and Frisky's got six quick points. Change that to a three for Gogert. So we have a score of 9-8. Bringing the ball up for Met is going to be Gogert, being guarded by DeWitt. Metlakatla's going towards the street side of the gymnasium. Pluckwan's going towards the common side. Anthony Gogert puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to McGraw. McGraw passes the ball up to Jason Shull. Shull over to Stewart DeWitt. He takes a three, gets Willie Hayward in the air. Pass the ball over to Ganey. Ganey over to Shull, being guarded by Anthony Gogert. Now Stewart's going to pull up for another three. It's up, no good. Rebound comes down to Metlakatla. Gogert bringing the ball up for Met. On the floor for Met, we have Anthony Gogert, Willie Hayward, Chris Mowers, Archie Dundas III, and Nick Buchanan. On the floor for Kluckwan, we have Stewart DeWitt, Jason Shull, Jesse McGraw, Andrew Frisky, and Michael Ganey.
Chris Mowers gets two.
Give Chris Mowers his first 2 points of the game. And we have a score of
10-9. Our third lead change out in front is Metlakatla.
Coming the other way from Met, Anthony Gogert. Gogert over to Mowers. Mowers being guarded by Shull. Back out to Gogert, and Archie Dundas is going to drive. He puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Ganey. Ganey gives the ball off to Frisky. Frisky being guarded by Willie Hayward. Over to Stewart DeWitt. He's going to put up a three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Metlakatla. That's
nice
Buchanan.
Willie Hayward getting up there.
Hayward being guarded by Ganey. He brings the ball up for Met. He's going to drive into traffic. He's going to put it up, and it's going to be a whistle and a foul.
Runs right over the top of Stewart DeWitt, who might get it. Nope, he's not. It's going to go against
Michael Ganey.
Yep.
So Willie Hayward is going to go to the free throw line, shooting two. He's already got 5 points. His first free throw is up and no good.
DeWitt coming out now and coming into David Buss for Kluckwan.
He's also sitting down for Metlakatla is going to be Buchanan, and checking in is Gabe Duckworth. Willie Hayward's second free throw is up and good. Score is 9-11, 14 and a half to go. Coming down the court for Kluckman's going to be Jason Shull. He spins, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Metlakatla. Willie Hayward's bringing the ball up. He pulls up right in front of Ganey for a long three. It's up, air ball, no good.
You don't see Willie do that very often. He's grinning about it. He knows he does it.
Yeah.
So good old Gabe in there with his typical no number on his jersey.
No number and a headband.
Yep. Long three left side by Kluckman. That one was put up by Jesse McGraw, and that one didn't go.
So bringing the ball up for Met is going to be Chris Mowers. Mowers being guarded by David Buss. Mowers going to drive. He puts it up off the glass, and good.
That's his 4 points.
So Mowers has four.
13-9 now. They have that four of his for a lead.
Ball into the hands of David Buss, over to Andrew Frisky and into Jesse McGraw. He drove, put it up, and got a little bit of a push there by Gabe Duckworth.
Mm. Nice little pass by Andrew.
Yeah.
Andrew was here to help us on Sunday and Monday. Had to go back to Mount Edgecombe to finish up some schoolwork. He's coaching fifth grade kids down there. Shots up and good by Kluckwan, number 33. Jesse McGraw now has 4 points.
So McGraw shooting a pair. The second free throw is up and good.
13-11 now, a two-point lead by Metlakatla.
Metlakatla bringing the ball up. It's going to be Anthony Gogert being guarded by Jason Shull. Gogert over to Chevy Cook. Cook puts it up inside the three-point line. It's up, no good. Rebound comes down to McGraw. McGraw over to Buss. Buss over to Ganey. Ganey, long court pass, well, side court pass. Tried to get it to Jason Shull. Had it stolen away by Mowers. Over to Chevy Cook. Chevy Cook's going to put up a three. It's up, no good. Rebound comes, hits his own rebound. Drives it in, puts it up off the glass, and good.
Nice move. Follow your shot, and you get them good.
Yep.
Kevin Cook gets two inside, and it's 15-11. They're back with a four-point lead for Metlakatla.
Ganey over to McGraw, puts it up, no good. Chevy Cook comes down with the rebound. Hands it off to Gogert. Gogert brings the ball up for Met. Pass the ball out to Gabe Duckworth. Over to Willie Hayward. Hayward being guarded by Ganey. He's going to drive and spins on Andrew Fritzky. Puts it up. Nice spin move. Puts it up off the glass and good.
Now 8 points for Willie Hayward.
We have a score of 19-11 with Metlakatla on top of Klukwan. This is the winner's bracket. And now Andrew Fritzky is going to be fouled by Anthony Gogert. Anthony Gogert is going to pick up his first personal foul. And going to the free throw line is going to be Andrew Frisky. Frisky has 6 points. First free throw is up and no good. Checking in for Klukwan is going to be Stuart DeWitt, and sitting down for a break is going to be Jason Schull. Frisky, the second free throw is up and good, and we have another sub as David Johnson's checking in for Metlakatla, and sitting down for a break is going to be Anthony Gogert. Also, Chris Mowers is going to take a break, and back into the game for Metlakatla is going to be number 22, Archie Dundas. Dundas driving on Frisky. Probably could have had the shot there, but he passed the ball out to David Johnson. Johnson's shot. Rebound came down to Gabe Duckworth, and Duckworth passed the ball off to Chevy Cook, and Chevy Cook's going to get his second bucket of the first half.
Yep, he's got four, and it's 21-12 now.
So we're just inside the 12-minute mark, and we have Metlakatla on top of Klukwan in this winner's bracket. McGraw to drive, has the ball slapped loose. He thought he was fouled.
Well, he's got a clean block, it looks like.
Yeah, it's going to remain Klukwan's ball, so they're going to inbound the ball underneath their own hoop. McGraw into DeWitt, over to Frisky. Frisky puts it up off the glass, and good.
Frisky's got nine now, so I'm a little surprised to see Klukwan this far behind this early.
Yeah, they have a... Klukwan's got a pretty good bench. And Metlakatla's off to a good start.
Could have a foul against Klukwan.
And that's going to be against Ganey?
Yep, that'll be number two. So two team fouls each. I've got two against Ganey. I've got one against Goldberg for Metlakatla. Who has the second for Met?
The second for Met, we have Gabe Duckworth and Anthony Gogert.
Okay, Duckworth got one right when he came in then.
Did Willie make that first free throw?
Yep, he did. Missed that one.
Second one is up and no good. So Jesse McGraw on the other end on the Klukwan side takes it down into traffic and puts it up off the glass and good. So Jesse McGraw has his seventh point. Back the other way for Met. Ball slapped away by Stuart DeWitt from Willie Hayward, and Jesse McGraw's got another quick basket. As Klukwan creeped right back into this game, as we have a score of 19-21 just inside the 11-minute mark. Buchanan put up a three. It's up no good. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Klukwan's ball. And I think we're going to have a timeout here really quick, Mike.
All right, we'll take a break in the action with 10:46 to go in first half of play in our third game of tonight. It's 21-19. Klukwan trailing behind Metlakatla. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Get the good stuff.
March into some extra savings by using Napa's Reserve Online Pickup in Store program. Simply log on to NapaOnline.com from March 17th through the 23rd and reserve the parts you need. We'll put the order together and have it ready for your purchase at Glacier Auto Parts. And you're all set. It's just that easy to save money at Napa Auto Parts. Napa, we've got the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Sure. sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Back in action, Andrew Frisky with the ball down on the left side baseline for Buckwan. Buckwan trailing what? By two, 21-19.
We're going to have a foul by David Johnson, it looks like.
David Johnson, his first.
Yep, his first personal. Andrew Frisky going to the free throw line, shooting two.
That one's up, and it's good. Andrew now is two for three.
Yep, that's what I have.
Three for four.
So we have a tie game here at the 10-20 mark. We're tied up at 21 apiece. Bringing the ball up for Mets, going to be Archie Dundas. Dundas being guarded by Buss. Dundas passed the ball over to Willie. Willie's going to spin on Stuart DeWitt. He puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Jason Schall. Schall bringing the ball up for Kluckwan. He's going to drive on Johnson. Hands the ball over to Buss. Puts up a three, no good. Rebound slapped away by Willie, but into the hands of Jason Schall. Schall passes the ball over to Stuart DeWitt. He's going to put up another three. It's up, no good. And now Anthony Christie had the ball all alone and decided to give the ball up to Jesse McGraw. And Jesse McGraw has now got his 11th point of the first half, so we have a score of 23-21. Kluckwan back on top of Metlakatla. Hayward driving on Stuart DeWitt, had the ball slapped away. Now we have two on one. Andrew Frisky puts it up off the glass and good. 25-21, Kluckwan, just like that, have retaken the lead. It's the winner's bracket. The winner moves on to the championship, and the loser plays the James gang tomorrow. And now we have a turnover by Kluckwan, as Stuart DeWitt was standing on the line when he picked up the ball.
Nine minutes left on the first half clock. Now we got substitution coming in for Kluckwan. Trading back in will be Jackie Wyatt coming in. Coming to sit down is going to be number 33, Jesse McGraw. So of two Kluckwan players are the only two that have scored.
Yep.
Duckworth just nailed one. A three-pointer.
Yep, Gabe Duckworth knocked down a three.
25-24. Kluckwan now with their first lead and hanging on by one. We've had three lead changes.
So it's the Andrew Frisky and Jesse McGraw show on the Kluckwan side, as they are the only ones scoring for Kluckwan. Ball stolen away by Gabe Duckworth. Stolen away from Frisky. Pass the ball up to Willie Hayward. He's going to drive. He's going to be fouled. Unless he's going to be fouled by Jackie Wyatt. Is going to pick up his first personal.
Well, I'm missing 2 points, I know, for Metlakatla.
Are
you? Yeah, I think you are, too. I've only got 22.
Willie's first free throw is up and good by Willie Hayward. He is
2 for 5.
3 for 5. Second free throw is up and good.
Does that make him 4 for 6?
Yep. So going the other way for Kluckwan, Jason Schall is going to drive. A nice move as he went in between Gabe Duckworth and Willie Hayward and put it up off the glass and good. So finally we have a different scorer for Kluckwan as Jason Schall's in the...
And we come down to Goldrick going the other way. He's going to jump right in the lane and jump a little, tuck both knees up, 12-foot jumper, and it's good for two. Oh, long three, left-hand corner. That one not going to count. Put up by Kluckwan's Michael Ganey.
So Metlakatla with the lead. They're up 28-27.
Gossett pulls the same thing again. He gets another two. 30-27.
3-point lead for Met. 7:50 to go.
Jason, well, let's tie it up.
Jason Shaw with a long three.
Tied at 30.
Tied at 30 at the 7:40 mark. Dundas passed the ball over to Gogert. Gogert over to Duckworth. He's being guarded by Jackie Wyatt. Back over to Gogert. Gogert inside to Willie Hayward. He's going to spin. Nice move. He put it up, and somehow it went off the window and into the basket.
Ooh, Jackie Wyatt picks up a foul.
So we'll see if Willie can pick up the three-point play. Did you say Jackie Wyatt got his second
yep,
personal?
That was Wyatt's first. Oh, well, they say it's on 40 Stewart DeWitt.
Okay.
So I'll take that away from Wyatt because I didn't have any for Wyatt yet, did you?
No. And Willie's free throw is up and good. Bringing the ball up for Klutchman is going to be McGraw. McGraw being guarded by Duckworth. Gets screened by DeWitt. DeWitt over to Gainey, and he's going to be wrapped up by Buchanan. Buchanan's going to pick up his first personal. And it was a non-shooting foul, so Klutchman will inbound the ball underneath their own hoop. Sitting down for Klutchman is going to be Andrew Frisky, and checking back in is going to be David Buss. McGraw, wide open for three, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Buss. Buss over to Gainey. Gainey's going to put it up over Buchanan, no good. Rebound comes down to Chris Mowers. Mowers up to Duckworth. Duckworth puts it up off the glass, and good. That's Gabe Duckworth's fifth point of the game, and they have a five-point lead. 35-30 with about 7 minutes to go.
First half action of our final game tonight.
Stewart DeWitt put it up again. It's up, no good. Rebound comes down to Mowers. Mowers over to Hayward. Back to Mowers. He throw, put it up, no good. And coming back the other way for Klutchman is going to be Gainey. Gainey over to Jason Shaw. Shaw puts it up from three, no good. Rebound comes down to Met. Bringing the ball up for Met LaCala is going to be Anthony Gogert. Over to Willie Hayward. And
going to be fouled before the shot.
Yeah. Jesse McGraw is going to pick up his first personal. We have five fouls on Klutchman and four fouls for Met LaCala. Hayward over to Gogert. Gogert's going to drive, puts it up over Shull, and good.
Shull got away with one.
Yeah, he did. That should have been the end one. Gogert's got six quick points in the paint in the last couple minutes.
Total of nine for him and a half. 37-30. Met LaCala spreads the lead.
Stewart DeWitt drives, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Willie Hayward. He's going to take it all the way down. He's going to put it up for two, and we're going to have a timeout, and I think it's going to be a Klutchman timeout.
We'll take a 30 with 5:50 left to go. It's 39-30. Met LaCala over Klutchman in C-bracket competition. Winner's bracket, you're listening to Gold Medal over KINY.
Ward Air is Juneau's largest family-owned flying service. Our experienced pilots have been getting families, friends, and businesses safely and efficiently to their chosen destination since 1974. With wheel planes as well as float planes, your schedule is Ward Air's schedule. So call 789-9150 to book your next flight. For safety, service, and satisfaction, it's Ward Air. 789-9150.
1-3.
All right, we're back trying to count points. Here we come with Klutchman coming down court.
That's Jason Shull over to Jesse McGraw. He's going to put it up for three, and good. Jesse McGraw adding to his to a lot of his points here in the first half. Bringing the ball up for Met LaCala is going to be Gogert. Gogert over to Duckworth. Back to Gogert. Gogert being guarded by Shull. Tries to get the ball inside to Willie. Willie passes the ball over to Gabe Duckworth, and Duckworth is going to get his 7 points of the first half. Bringing the ball up for Klutchman is going to be Stewart DeWitt. We have a score of 41-33. Metlakatla on top of Kluckwan in the winner's bracket. DeWitt being guarded by Gogert. Over to David Buss. He puts it up for three. No good. And rebound came down into the hands of Jason Shaw, but then it bounced off his leg, so we're going to have a turnover by Kluckwan. Bringing the ball up for Metlakatla is going to be Gogert. Gogert gets a screen from Dundas. Over to Duckworth. Duckworth tried to get the ball inside, but had the ball slapped away by Jesse McGraw. Jesse McGraw couldn't connect on the layup. Coming back the other way for Metlakatla is going to be Archie Dundas. Over to Anthony Gogert. He puts it up off the glass and good. So Gogert has 11 points here in just a couple of minutes as he's been attacking the glass. Jason Shull is going to put up a three. It's up off, no good. Air ball. Rebound comes down to Duckworth. Bringing the ball up for Mets going to be Gogert. Over to Dundas. Dundas gets a screen from Duckworth. Puts it up for three and no good. And we're going to have a foul on Willie Hayward as he knocked Jason Shull to the floor. They were both going for the rebound, and Willie walks over there and picks him up and helps him up and gives him a pat on the back. Willie Hayward's going to pick up his first personal foul. We have a score of 33-43 with Metlakatla on top. We have 4 minutes to play in this winner's bracket, the last game of the night. Shot up by McGraw, no good. Rebound comes down to Metlakatla. Gogert going to drive, passes it over to Mowers. Mowers being guarded by Frisky. Over to Dundas. Dundas tried to get it into Cook. Had the ball slapped away. Over to Jesse McGraw. Over to Frisky. Frisky puts it up and good. Let's give two more to Andrew Frisky. So now we have a score of 36-43. With 3:23 to go. Metlakatla is on top of Kluckwan.
Well, they've led most of the game. We've had, what do we have, three ties at 5:21 and 30.
Andrew Frisky picks up the foul. And
Willie Hayward going to the line.
Yep, Willie Hayward picks up another point at the free throw line.
That's the first one on Andrew.
Yep, that's what I have. Second free throw up, no good. Rebound comes down to Chevy Cook.
What did he make, one out of two on that?
Yeah, he made one out of two. Work it. Cook gives the ball over to Hayward. Hayward to Mowers. Mowers back out to Cook, over to Gogert, over to Dundas. Dundas being guarded by Buss. He drives, puts it up off the glass, and good.
Nice move.
Archie Dundas is going to pick up his first 2 points of the game. We have the ball stolen away by Anthony Gogert. He's going to drive on Jesse McGraw, puts it up off the glass, and good.
Gogert is hot.
Yeah, he is.
Points,
we have another steal by Anthony Gogert, but almost a steal. He threw it right to one of the Kluckwan guys. And now we have a foul by Chevy Cook, I believe.
Frisky got double-teamed over there.
He got double-teamed, and I think Chevy Cook was trying to pushed the ball out of Frisky's hands and ended up hitting his own teammate. So Cook picks up his first personal foul. We have six fouls for Metlakatla and six fouls for Kluckwan. 36 for Kluckwan, 48 for Metlakatla. 2:34 to go in this final game of the night.
So Maurer tried to come out and then go back in, and Tamaki sent him back.
Frisky drives from the inbound pass from Shaw, puts it up no good off the glass. Willie Hayward's going to drive into double coverage and ends up losing the ball. He tried to get the ball to David Johnson, but he lost it, and it's going to be a turnover. And bringing the ball up for Kluckwan is going to be Stewart DeWitt. Pass the ball over to Frisky, over to Jesse McGraw. He puts it up. It bounces around and in. And Jesse McGraw is having a pretty good first half.
He's got two threes, three twos, and two for two at the line.
Ooh. We have an offensive foul by Buchanan on Metlakatla's side as he was wide open, well, almost wide open. He turned and pushed his shoulder into the defender, and they called the offensive foul, so we're going to have a turnover by Metlakatla. Bringing the ball up for Kluckwan. It's going to be Jesse McGraw. He put it up for three, up no good. Rebound comes down to Met. Archie Dundas bringing the ball up for Metlakatla, and he's going to pass the ball over to Chevy Cook. Cook puts it up inside the free throw line, no good. Rebound comes down to David Johnson. Johnson over to Willie Hayward. Hayward over to Cook. Cook's going to put up a long three. It's up and good. It's going to be his seventh point of the first half here.
Down to a minute and 20. They get inside to Frisky, misses his first, goes right after, taps it in, and Andrew picks up another two. 51-40, a nine-point lead by Matt. They've got the ball coming across the timeline as we near the one-minute mark.
Into the ball, or into the game for Kluckwan is going to be number 10, Scott Forbes. Driving for Metlakatla is going to be Nick Buchanan. He stopped just inside the three-point line. Had nobody to pass it to, so he took the shot. It's up, no good. Rebound comes down to Kluckwan. Frisky over to Saul. Saul's going to put it up for three. It's up, off, no good. Rebound battle for it as both two Kluckwan guys kind of bounced off each other. And Saul got the rebound, took it in, put it up off the glass, and good. That's going to be his seventh point of the first half. We have a half a minute to go in this winner's bracket game. We have a score of 51-42. Metlakatla on top of Kluckwan. Willie Hayward going to hold on to the, try to hold on for the last shot of the half. He's being guarded by Stuart DeWitt. 10 seconds to go. Hayward over to Dundas. He's being guarded by Forbes. He's going to drive. He puts it up off the, well, off the front rim, and he's fouled. And Dundas is going to go to the free throw line.
That was the guy that just came in, Scott Forbes, picking up his first.
And going to the free throw line for Metlakatla is going to be Archie Dundas.
No free throw attempts yet.
Nope, not for Dundas. He's got 2 points in the first half. His first free throw is up and no good. Second free throw is up and good.
52-42, 10-point lead. That will go the other way, right at the buzzer, and give the last two and a half to Jason Schull. And that makes our halftime score 52-44. Metlakatla over Kluckwan. And we'll be back in 2 minutes with a first half recap. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Juno Auto Sales and Service has a great selection of pre-owned SUVs, cars, and trucks. They're also your boss snowplow dealer for Juno. And here's another tremendous benefit you'll find at Juno Auto Sales and Service, and that is their credit policy. If you have bad credit, no credit, or great credit, Juno Auto Sales and Service can help you with a purchase plan that will fit your situation. Come in, talk to their sales and finance department just in time for that perfect vehicle to get you through winter. Juno Auto Sales and Service in the former Stanley Ford location on Mallard across from the Nugget Mall.
Bobcat of Juneau is your rental equipment yard for Southeast Alaska. They rent out skid steers, excavators, backhoes, loaders, trailers, and much more. And Bobcat is your new Genie lift dealer in Southeast. They're now renting out scissor lifts, telehandlers, man lifts, articulated booms, and light plants. You'll love what you can rent at Bobcat for homeowners and contractors alike. Stop in and check them out. Bobcat of Juneau. Located in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Call 523-7920.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry. I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Oh, well now through April 3rd, you can get low APR financing or great lease offers on RAV4, Prius, Corolla, Tundra.
Tundra?
Shh.
Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Toyota?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Take advantage of great limited time savings. Visit Mendenhall Toyota in Juneau today. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't play it cool. We're a friend that you can count on to help you make things right. Don't play it cool. Call Ike's Fuel. Bringing warmth and comfort to those long Alaska nights. Don't play it cool. Call Ike's Fuel.
All right, we're back with a couple of minutes to go before the second half start of this one, and we're going to take a total look at the recap of today's games, and then we'll give you the individual statistics for the first half of the one we're in right now. So this morning, this afternoon at 12:30 in loser-out competition in C bracket, it was Juno James Gang 71, Huna 50. Then we came back at 2 o'clock, and in the Masters, it was Huna 94, Angoon 67. Then we come back with B competition at 3:30. That was a good game, a great win, but Rangel easily pulled that one off, 92-81 to put Angoon out. Then our first game tonight in women's competition, another pretty good game, but Haynes hung on to that one easily to win it over Yakutat. Final score, 65-52. That was winner's bracket, so Haynes goes into the championship. And in our game right before this in B competition, it was Huna and Haynes going at it. Haynes won that one handily, 77-63. That put them in the championship. And this one, winner's bracket as well, at halftime. Right now it's 52-44 with Metlakatla over Kwakwan. And here's how it looked individually in the scoring. For Kwakwan, 9 points went to Jason Shaw, 14 points to Jesse McGraw. He was 2-for-2 at the line. Then we go to Jackie Wyatt, was scoreless. The only three guys that scored were Jason Shaw, Jesse McGraw, and Andrew Frisky, who has 21, and he's got a 3. He's got 3 7 twos, and he's a 3-for-5 at the free throw line. They shot 6 out of 7. For Duckworth in Metlakatla's column, he's got a total of 9 with a 3 and 3 twos. Then 5 twos and a 3 go to Anthony Golga to give him 13. Chevy Cook has a total of 7 with their 3 and 2 twos. 3 points go to Archie Dunnis on a 2 and 1 for 2 at the line. And Chris Bowers has a pair of 2s for 4. And the high point man for Metlakatla, trailing 3 behind the game's high point man, Frisky with 21, is going to be Willie Hayward with 18 points on a pair of 3s, 3 twos, and he is 6 for 9 at the free throw line. That's it. We're going to take a 30-second break and come back with the start of the second half right after this message.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the gold medal basketball tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting gold medal. Together, we hold each other up.
Okay, welcome back to the final game of the night where Metlakatla is leading Kwakwan, and on the inbound pass, we have Jason Shull. He's going to drive it right to the basket and put it up off the glass, and good. So 52-44 with Metlakatla leading Kwakwan in the winner's bracket. Willie Hayward comes right down, and he has an answer for Jason Shull himself.
Another 2 and makes it a 10-point. Well, it's 12. Oh, yeah, 54-46.
Yeah, I don't know if they put it up or not.
I don't either. Something's wrong with that. Where were we at?
Now we have a turnover by Metlakatla. Kwakwan. So it's Metlakatla's ball. Bringing the ball in for Met is going to be Anthony Goger. He passed the ball over to Nick Buchanan. Buchanan is going to knock down a 3. That's going to be his first points of the game. McGraw over to Ganey, over to Jason Shull. He's going to be fouled by Chris Mowers.
And that makes it 57-46, an 11-point lead, first double-digit lead, and that's first foul.
Nathan Shull going to the free throw line.
Against Chris Mowers. Shull has not shot a free throw yet. Now he's 0 for 1. He gets ready to set for his second.
Second free throw up for Shull is good.
And he's 1 for 2, and now it's back to the 10-point spread. So Cluckline's got a lot of long way to go if Metlakatla keeps playing in this half like they did last. And like that, just like that, Willie Hayward comes down, drives all the way down after a 2-3 inbound pass, and lays it up for two.
On the other end, Stuart DeWitt puts up a three. That's up no good. He's shot quite a few threes, and hasn't got one to go yet. On the Metlakatla side, Willie Hayward gets a drive. He puts it up no good. Rebound. He slaps it out of bounds as he was trying to bring it back in. He caught his own miss. But he slaps the ball out of bounds and it's going to come over to Cluckwan. Bringing the ball up for Cluckwan is going to be Stuart DeWitt. He passes it over to Jason Shull. Shull puts up a three. It's up no good.
And it came off of Cluckwan.
Yeah, I think it came off of Jesse McGraw.
Had a hand on it.
Bringing the ball up for Mets is going to be Anthony Gogert. Gogert being guarded by DeWitt. Gogert over to Buchanan. Buchanan's feeling it. He puts up another three. It's up and good.
I saw that one coming. The minute he let go, he's right between me and the bucket.
Yep. Coming the other way for Cluckwan. Willie Hayward's going to steal the ball away from Jason Shull. And Buchanan missed a wide open layup. Hit a couple of threes, but he missed a wide open layup.
Yeah, and then he gets two of his own conversion. Neither one of them go.
Yep.
DeWitt. Andrew Frisky. Frisky just hit underneath for two.
That probably should have been an N1 for Frisky, huh?
That should have. I think he was slapped. But. So it's 62-49, a big 13-point lead here in the second half by Metlakatla.
Bringing the ball up for Mets, going to be Gogert. Gogert being guarded by DeWitt. Over to Dundas. Dundas being guarded by Frisky. Outside the three-point line. He's going to drive, passes it, tries to get over to Mowers, and Jason Shull slapped it away into the hands of Buchanan. He just knocked down two threes from that same spot. His third attempt is no good. Bringing the ball up for Cluckman is going to be Frisky, and he just kind of lost the handle.
Willie got a hand on it.
He slapped away by Hayward, so it will remain Cluckman's ball underneath their own basket. DeWitt into McGraw. McGraw puts it up for three, and it's good.
Threes are good to try if you could make them, but they've only made one out of four in the second half. Oh, and Hayward gets a third layup all the way down, takes the inbound pass. That's the third time he's done that.
That was fast. That was from the time it looked, took me to look down to write the score. He was already down on the other end, putting it up and in. On the Metlakatla side, Jesse McGraw was trying to get the ball over to Ganey, and Ganey wasn't paying attention, and now Jason Shull was the ball out of bounds.
I think maybe slapping it out was Chris Mowers.
Okay, Chris Mowers slapped it out of bounds, and it's going to remain Cluckwan's ball. Metlakatla with a 12-point lead, 64-52. DeWitt being guarded by Gogert over to McGraw. McGraw puts it up for three, up no good. Rebound comes down to Dundas. Dundas going to walk the ball up for Met.
Met out front by 12 as we're 4 minutes into this second half.
Gogert's going to drive on DeWitt. He puts it up off the glass and good. It seems like Anthony Gogert, anytime he drives the ball into the paint, he's scoring. Back on the other side, Andrew Frisky is going to put up a three for a Cluckwan. That's his fifth point of the second half, and I believe he's got 26 on the game.
20 exactly.
Archie Dundas puts up the air ball on the Metlakatla side, bringing the ball up for Cluckwan. It's going to be McGraw over to Frisky. Frisky puts up a three. It's up. No good. Rebound comes down to Hayward. Hayward bringing the ball up for Metlakatla. Willie's the high scorer for Met, and Frisky is the high scorer for Cluckwan. Willie drives and draws the foul from number 40, Stuart DeWitt, is going to pick up his second personal foul. Willie's got 6 points in the second half. See if he could add to it. throw is up and good. Second in for Metlakatla is going to be David Johnson, and sitting down is Chris Mowers. Also sitting down is Nick Buchanan, and checking in is Gabe Duckworth. Willie's second free throw up, no good, and we're going to have a foul on Gabe Duckworth on the missed free throw. He a little bit too much contact with Andrew Frisky. Bringing the ball up for Klukwan is going to be Jason Schall. Over to Ganey. Ganey inside to Frisky. Frisky inside the free throw line. Puts it up and good.
Quick pass into the right side of the lane, and Andrew just turned around almost, well, immediately and nailed it.
Yep. Bringing the ball up for Metlakatla is going to be Dundas. He puts it up off the glass over Frisky. No good. Gets his own rebound. Anthony Goger's going to try a three. He puts it up. No good. Ball slapped out of bounds by Gabe Duckworth, and it's going to be Klukwan's ball. So on the floor for Klukwan, we have David Buss, Jason Schall, Andrew Frisky, Scott Forbes, and Michael Ganey. We're going to have a foul on David Johnson on Metlakatla. On the floor for Metlakatla, we have Chris Maurer sitting down as Archie Dundas, David Johnson, Willie Hayward, Anthony Gogert, and Gabe Duckworth.
I wondered if they were going to call that on Johnson. It took a bit.
Yeah. Driving for Klukwan.
Got another one.
Yep, Johnson just picked up another foul. Is that going to be his third?
I don't know. Is it going to be on him? Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Yep, he reached in on that one, so he gets two quick ones within like 10 seconds.
Yep.
67-57, Metlakatla has had the lead since we were at 30, tied up, and they hang on to that 10-point lead.
Scott Forbes inbound the ball for Klukwan. He passed the ball into Ganey. Ganey's going to drive. He's going to be fouled by number four.
Oh, boy.
David Johnson's trying to foul out here really quick.
Trying to get some bench time. And he's going to. Coming in is going to be number 13, Chevy Cook, to let him sit out, let Johnson have a break.
Always nice to come in and score a three or something really quick, but not three fouls.
Nope. Look at Philly. Oh, boy. So he drives down left side of the lane, puts it up, it's short. He comes right back up in the air, tips his own in, left-handed.
Bringing the ball up for Klukwan is going to be Jason Schall. He spins on Anthony Goger, puts it up, and good. It's going to be his fifth point of this half for Jason Schall. So we have a score, 59-69, with Metlakatla on top in the winner's bracket. Willie Hayward's going to put it up inside the paint. No good. Rebound comes down to Schall. Schall bringing the ball up for Klukwan. He's going to be tripped up by Mowers. Almost has the ball stolen away by Chevy Cook. Now I think we're going to have a timeout, Mike.
All right, we'll take a 1 minute timeout with 14:02 left to go. A 10-point lead, Metlakatla 69-59. Back with more gold medal on KINY.
No. Throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters. Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883. By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344.
Okay, welcome back to the Juno Douglas High School Gymnasium. Passing the ball in for Metlakatla is going to be Anthony Goger into Chevy Cook. He gives it right back to Goger. Goger being guarded by Stuart DeWitt. He's going to drive, tries to get a screen from Mowers, and I think they're going to call an illegal pick on Mowers. So give Mowers the foul and give Metlakatla the turnover.
Nice That's Maurer's second foul. Xander Frisky down in the left corner for Puck One. Moves it back out. Long shot by Gainey. Gainey misses.
Back on the other end, Chris Maurer is going to drive on Gainey. Puts it up. It's no good. Rebound comes down to David Buss. Buss bringing the ball up for Kluckwan. Over to McGraw. Over to Gainey. Gainey's going to put up a baseline three. It's up. Air ball. Rebound comes down to Gabe Duckworth. 10-point lead for Metlakatla. 59-69. 13 minutes to go in this winner's bracket. Winner moves on to the championship, and the loser gets the James game tomorrow. And we have a travel and a turnover on Metlakatla. That was Anthony Gogert. Bringing the ball up for Cluck One is going to be Andrew Frisky. Frisky gets a screen by McGraw. He's going to put up a three. It's up. No good. Front rim. Rebound comes down to Gainey. Over to DeWitt. DeWitt puts it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Willie. Willie Hayward. Long court pass down to Gogert. Gogert finally missed one.
Yeah, we'll get to who was there to save it.
Gabe Duckworth is there to clean it up for him. Coming back the other way is going to be Andrew Frisky. Frisky over to Gainey, over to Buss. Buss is going to put up a three. Up, no good. Rebound comes down to Gainey. Over to DeWitt. Has it stolen away by Chevy Cook. Bringing the ball up for Metlakatla is going to be Anthony Gogert. Gogert over to Maurer's. Maurer's bringing the ball up far side. He's going to be met by David Buss. Maurer's goes in between the legs. He fakes right. And we got a 5 second. 5 second call on Maurer, so we have another turnover by Metlakatla. Metlakatla turning the ball over, but Cluck One can't. Well, now they're going to capitalize. Uh oh.
Frisky's down, and he's on the ground, and he's staying there. So Andrew gets the two. They're going to have a whistle and a foul if he gets up here in a moment. Now he's up. 71-61. He brings it back within 10. That foul's going to go against
Duckworth.
He gets his third. I think there might have been a little groin action there. And so Andrew. Gabe's coming over with three fouls. Coming back in is going to be number 34, Nick Buchanan. Buchanan only has two. Frisky walking it off at the free throw line. Official holding things up. Craig Tamaki, Eric Johnson, Joe Thompson, your three officials for this night game. Now Tamaki gets the ball back from Andrew. Hold it up. Now we're ready to go. And up, in, and good. And Frisky makes it a three-point play. So it's 71-62. They're back within nine.
Bringing the ball up for Metlakatla is going to be Anthony Gogert. And he puts it up just inside the free throw line. Hits nothing but net. Back on the Cluck One side. David Busk shoots up a three. It's up. No good. Rebound comes down to Willie Hayward. Hayward in between the legs, behind the back. He's driving on Gainey. He stops, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Buchanan. Has the ball slapped away by Frisky over to Chevy Cook. Buchanan's going to put up another three. And that's going to be Buchanan's third three of the second half. We have a score of 76-62. Metlakatla on top of Cluck One. Saul going to put up a three over Gogert. It's up, no good. And that's going to be out of bounds. And it's going to be Cluck or Metlakatla's ball.
So Cluckwan having a big struggle here as they aren't able to connect on their end of the ball. And they're going to call a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break with 11-12 left to go at 76-62. Met up over Cluckwan back in half a minute.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
Okay, Okay, back here at the JDHS Gymnasium, 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, the winner's bracket. Matt Licatlo is on top of Kluckwan. Bringing the ball up for Met, it's going to be Anthony Gogert being guarded by Saul. Gogert over to Buchanan. Buchanan over to Chevy Cook. He's going to drive into double. He's double teamed over to Buchanan. Buchanan puts up a three. It's up. No good. Rebound comes down to Andrew Frisky. Frisky being guarded by Hayward. He's going to drive. Has the ball slapped away, and it comes off of. So Willie Hayward blocked Andrew Frisky, and somebody else slapped it. Then it went off of Andrew Frisky out of bounds. So it's a turnover by Kluckwan and Matt Licatlo's ball. Bringing the ball up for Matt Licatlo is going to be Archie Dundas. He puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Willie Hayward. He puts it up off the glass. He's going to be fouled. The basket didn't go, but he's going to go to the free throw line.
He'll be shooting too. So Kluckwan's got a lot of work to do. They got to shut off the inside shots by Matt Licatlo. Shut off the outside shots by Matt Licatlo. They've got to start getting some inside shots on their own and quit shooting the threes till they can start putting a couple points on the board. Willie Hayward nails another one from the free throw line. So he's 2 for 3 here in this second half. That's for his third, and that one's off. He's stays 2 for 3. Rebound cleared off by Kluckwan.
Bringing the ball up for Kluckwan is Jason Saul over to Andrew Frisky, over to McGraw, back to Saul. And Saul's going to be fouled by Archie Dundas, I believe. Archie Dundas can pick up his first personal foul. As Matt Licatlo's got eight fouls in this second half. Going to the free throw line is going to be Jason Scholl for a 1-1. It's up, no good. Rebound comes down to Gabe Duckworth. So Scholl misses the front end of the 1-1. Bringing the ball up for Matt Licatlo is going to be Willie Hayward. Hayward's being guarded by Gainey. Gets a screen from Mowers. Loses the ball. 2-on-1. Jason Scholl is going to stop. Put up a three, and it's up and good.
I was going to say that's not what they need to do, but I guess when it works, it works.
Yep, so Saul missed the front end of the 1-1, but makes up for it, comes back down, pops a three.
Matt Licatlo is not going to let up at all here.
No, they're not.
Maybe then to Willie Hayward just like that, another two.
Just because he said that, Willie Hayward gets a couple more points.
He had 18 in the first half, he's got 12 in the second, he's up to 30. And going down, Kluckwan misses the bucket, and here come the net, cleared it off, and they'll bring it down.
And driving to the hoop is going to be Archie Dundas. He passes the ball over to Gabe Duckworth, and Duckworth is going to put up a three. He's going to get his fifth point of the second half. So we have a score of 82-65. Matt Licatlo on top of Kluckwan. And we have a nice move by Jason Scholl as he drove on a couple of Matt Licatlo defenders.
He gets the bucket.
Yep.
The hard way.
And Archie Dundas is going to pick up his second personal foul. And now Jason Scholl is going to go to the free throw line. And his free throw is up and good.
82-67, 15 points to go with 9:05 left on the clock. Duckworth knew the minute he let go of that three was in because he was gone back down the other end of the gym.
Yep. So coming back the other way, we have a turnover by Matt Licatlo. David Buss ends up with the ball for Kluckwan, and Jason Scholl is going to put up another three. And good, and he's knocked down, and he's kind of looking at the ref like, I should be going to the free throw line for a chance at a four-point play. And just like that, Jason Scholl's got 9 quick points for Kluckwan. We have a score of Now the lead is 11 by Matt Licatlo. We have a score of 81-72 with 8:37 to go in the second half of this winner's bracket. Now we're going to have a foul on Stuart DeWitt. He's just picked up his third personal foul. Third team foul. We have 9 team fouls for Matt Licatlo and 3 team fouls for Kluckwan. Mowers with the inbound pass over to Buchanan. Buchanan to Gabe Duckworth. Over to Dundas. extended fake like he's going to take a half-court shot, pass the ball over to Willie Hayward, being guarded by Stewart DeWitt. And Willie faked, got Stewart in the air, put his body into him and shot anyway, probably trying to draw the foul. And now Frisky and Willie Hayward are kind of having a little bit of fun with each other. On the Kluckman side, Stewart DeWitt put up another three. I don't think he's hit a three at all tonight. That guy could usually shoot it pretty darn good. Yeah, Stewart DeWitt doesn't have any points. Duckworth on the Metlakatla side.
Oh, my Lord.
Over Frisky, and it's up and good.
Hey, for a big guy, when he gets moving out there, he can make some pretty good moves. 84-71.
Frisky bringing it back for Kluckman. He puts it up for three and good.
Frisky's second three of the second half.
He's got to be closing in on 30 points, huh, Mike?
Well, let's see. I'll count them.
We have a 10-point lead for Metlakatla. It's 84-74 with 7:10 to go in the second half of this winner's bracket. Dundas being double-teamed by Buss and Frisky. Now we're going to have a foul on Jesse McGraw. He fouled Nick Buchanan.
He got double team and he back passed it underneath, and Johnson was there. Or, I'm sorry, Nick Buchanan was there, and he got the foul.
Buchanan's first free throw was up and no good.
Frisky has 33 points.
33? Wow. Sitting down for Kluckman is going to be David Buss, and checking in is going to be Michael Gainey. And the second free throw for Buchanan is up and good. Bringing the ball up for Kluckman is going to be Jesse McGraw, being guarded by Willie Hayward. McGraw over to Stewart DeWitt. Nice bounce pass into Andrew Frisky, and Frisky bummed out because he was fouled. He should have been going to the free throw for a three-point play. Instead, he's going to try to pick up 2 points.
Foul number three on Chris Mowers.
So kind of a little bit of foul trouble for Met, but
and his first one up and good.
Still a lot of time to go in this game. It's only a 10-point game, so Metlakatla might want to chill out on the fouling.
Andrew's 6 for 7.
7 for 8 is up and good by Andrew Frisky. So we have a 9-point game. Just under 7 minutes to go. Bringing the ball up for Metlakatla is going to be Archie Dundas. Dundas over to Gogert. Gogert dribbles, gives it back to Dundas. Dundas going to drive, puts it up off the glass. He's going to be fouled by Stewart DeWitt, I think. Yep, Stewart DeWitt's going to pick up his fourth personal foul. So you might see Stewart sitting down for...
Yep. I'm thinking who they'd bring in.
Probably David Buss. I see Scott Forbes.
Scott Forbes is coming up.
So the first free throw by Dundas is no good. Second free throw up, no good. Rebound comes down to Jesse McGraw. Bringing the ball up for Kluckman. McGraw over to Frisky. Frisky's going to drive on Willie. Over to Jason Shull. Puts it up for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Nick Buchanan. Buchanan hands the ball up to Anthony Gogert. Gogert going to slow it down a little bit. Being guarded by Forbes. Pass the ball over to Buchanan. Buchanan being guarded by McGraw. Pass the ball over to Dundas. Dundas can take a three. It's up. Air ball, no good. And we're going to have a turnover as kind of a foolish three-pointer there.
Yeah, it was. They don't need it.
6 minutes to go in this winner's bracket. And we're going to have a foul on Nick Buchanan. It's going to be his second personal. So from here on out, for the next 6 minutes, any fouls that Metlakatla commits, Saquon's going to the free throw line.
Yep, and that's actually Nick's third one. As McGraw goes
okay.
to the line.
Thank you.
Up and good by McGraw, and he makes his first free throw of the second half, and he's now 3-for-3 in the ball game. Up and good, and he's 100%. Makes it 85-78. Well, they're back within seven, and I'll tell you what, that's not a lot of points for this Quaquan team if they get scoring.
Oh, man, if they get hot, Mets in trouble. Mets starting to get in foul trouble.
I think the patience of Quaquan's showing to be in their benefit, even though they've been taking some really long outside three-pointers.
Yep. Anthony Goger passed the ball over to Willie Hayward. Willie Hayward puts it up for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Andrew Frisky. Frisky bringing the ball up for Quaquan. Frisky being guarded by Dundas. He's going to drive, passes it over to Gainey. Gainey puts it up off the glass. Wide open layup, and it's no good. Passes it back out to Jesse McGraw. Jesse McGraw puts it up for three, and it's good.
We have a four-point ball game.
All of a sudden, Matt McCadler is kind of might be in a little bit of trouble here. 81-85, 5 minutes to go. Turnover by Matt McCadler. Bringing the ball up for Quaquan. It's going to be Andrew Frisky. Over to Gainey. Gainey puts it up off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and good. We have a two-point game. Michael Gainey is going to get his first 2 points of the game. We have a score of 83-85, and we're going to have a timeout here really quick.
We'll take a quick 1 minute with 4:54 to go. It's 85-83. Met up by two. Back in a minute.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to gold medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
All right, so Quaquan claws their way back from a 16-point deficit, and they cause another turnover, steal the ball. They're down by two. And we're all tied up. We've got a three-point ball game at 85.
We're tied at 85 with 4.5 minutes to go. And Matt LaCat was probably wondering what the heck happened to their 16-point lead.
What a comeback.
Yep. Willie just got away with the travel. He puts it up off the glass. No good. Anthony Goger gets his rebound, and he puts it up off the glass and good. So we have 87-85, 4 minutes to go. The winner's bracket, Jason Shaw being guarded by Archie Dundas. He puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Willie Hayward. Hayward being guarded by Gainey. He's double-teamed. Has the ball slapped away. Picks it up. He's being double-teamed again by Andrew Frisky, and he wants a timeout.
Yeah, smart move, because he wasn't going to get rid of that ball. As good a ball handler as he is, he was trapped. 30-second break, 3:48 to go, 87-85, Matt McCatlin up by two. We'll be back with more gold medal coming your way over KIMY.
In need of freight assistance? Alaska Marine Lines is dedicated to serving Southeast Alaska with barge service from Seattle twice per week. Call one of their freight experts to find the fastest and least expensive way to move a shipment. Their state-of-the-art system allows them to give you the answers you need and the dependable service that you deserve. Alaska Marine Lines is the obvious choice for all of your shipping needs. Find them online at shipaml.com or call 800-950-4265.
Short timeout, back in action. Met McCatlin with a two-point lead. They were up by 16. Then they were tied at 82-5, and now we're back at it.
Handling the ball for Matt LaCatlin, Anthony Goger passed the ball over to Chevy Cook. He's going to drive. He's being double-teamed. He puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Willie Hayward. He puts it up. He scoops it underneath and puts it up off the glass, and good. So we have Matt LaCatlin with a four-point lead again. Willie Hayward just added to his total. Stuart DeWitt's going to put up a three. It's getting closer. That one went in and out and into the hands of Archie Dundas.
Stuart nails a couple of those.
Oh, if he gets one to go, then Metlakatla better watch out. Now we have the ball nearly stolen away, and we're going to have a jump ball.
Yes, finally.
DeWitt.
I wondered when they were going to call that. DeWitt and Andrew Frisky.
Yeah, Frisky.
The crowd cheer. Cluck one actually barely has it over Metlakatla's crowd as far as volume.
Yeah. So with the jump ball was in favor of Metlakatla. And now Anthony Gogert has the ball stolen away from him by Stuart DeWitt out of frustration. He just kind of pushed him. And I think Gogert's going to pick up his... Oh, it's only a second personal. But now Stuart DeWitt's going to go to the free throw line, and he's going to try to get his first points of the game.
Yep, he is scoreless. Not anymore. 89-85.
Stuart DeWitt's got four fouls and 2 points.
Yeah, that should have been 89-86. Now it's 89-87. Ron Taub down there. I'm going to have to give him a little calibrage because he's so slow on that button.
Yeah.
And I don't mind telling him that.
We have a jumper
from the right side. No good.
87-89. Metlakatla on top of Cluck one with 2.5 to go. And we're going to have a foul by Jesse McGraw. Can be his third personal. And that's 16 fouls on Cluck one, so they're not in the 1-1 yet. Chevy Cook passed the ball into Anthony Gogert. Gogert over to Maurer is being guarded by Jason Schull. Over to Cook, being guarded by McGraw. He's going to drive inside. Pulls up at the free throw line, looking for somebody to pass to. Gets the ball off to Maurer. That's the ball slapped away by Jason Schull. Another turnover by Metlakatla. Over to Jesse McGraw. McGraw looking for a teammate to pass off to. He gives it off to Andrew Frisky. Over to Stuart DeWitt. DeWitt inside to McGraw. Being guarded by Cook. Back outside to DeWitt. DeWitt puts one up for three. That's not good. That's not the guy that you want shooting threes, because now he got one to go, and now he's probably dialed in. So we have a... Now Pluckwan goes on top.
Yep.
90-89 with a minute 40 to go. Almost stolen away by Stuart DeWitt. Chevy Cook puts up a three. It's up, off, no good. Rebound, oh.
He heard a whistle. Wait a second.
Andrew Frisky caught the ball as he was falling out of bounds, and he looked at the ref trying to get a timeout, and I think he got the timeout, but they didn't give it to him. They're going to call it a turnover. So we'll remain with Atlas ball. Chevy Cook to pass the ball in for Met. Pass the ball into Willie. Willie being guarded by Ganey. He's going to be double-teamed by McGraw and Ganey. He spins, puts it up off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up off the glass. And this time it goes. 91-90. So we have another lead change as Metlakatla goes back on top with a minute 15 to go in this game. Winners go to the championship, and the losers play the James game tomorrow. Andrew Frisky brings the ball up for Cluckwan, passes it over to Stuart DeWitt, over to Jesse McGraw. McGraw's going to drive over to Jason, passes it back out to Jason Schall, back out to McGraw, over to DeWitt. DeWitt pulls up for three. He gets it to go.
You said it. 93-91.
50 seconds to go. Metlakatla down by two. Bringing the ball up for Met. It's going to be Anthony Gogert over to Chevy Cook.
Cluckwan has not had a two-point lead in this ball game.
I told you, you don't want that Stuart DeWitt to get hot. He got one to go, and then now he's got two to go. Chevy Cook's going to pull up for a three. It's up. No good. Rebound comes down to Jason Schall. They have the lead. 25 seconds to go, and there's going to be a foul, and it's going to be on Chris Maurer. He's going to pick up his fourth personal foul.
Yep, and that's going to send Cluckwan to the free throw line.
Yep, 93-91. Cluckwan's got a two-point lead. They didn't lead
in
the second half.
Well, wait, we were tied at 5.
Yeah.
And 21 at 30. So there were three ties. We had two lead changes. So they did lead at 1 point, but only by 1 point. Never did they lead by two, and now they lead by three. That first one is in and good by Jason Schull.
3 point lead for Klutwan, 24.4 seconds to go. Schull, second free throw is up and no good. Rebound comes down to Chris Mowers. 20 seconds to go, so Metlakatla's got a chance to tie it up. Bringing the ball up for Metlakatla is going to be Anthony Goger, being started by Stuart DeWitt. Over to Archie Dundas, back outside to Willie Hayward. Willie Hayward, 10 seconds to go. He puts up a three, no good. Rebound comes down to Jesse McGraw. Andrew Frisky.
8 seconds.
6 seconds to go, and Andrew Frisky's going to the free throw line. Willie Hayward's going to pick up his...
Second foul. Wow. I hate to say it, but what a tough way to lose a ball game.
Oh, man.
And what a tremendous way to come back.
Yeah.
Boy, you cannot do anything but give kudos to this Klutwan team. And Frisky.
6.4 seconds to go. 91 for Metlakatla. 95 for Klutwan. 91 for Met. First free throw by Andrew Frisky is up and good.
He's 8 for 9.
6.5 seconds to go.
Up
and good.
96-91, a 5-point ball game. Klutwan out front. Mets, they're going to let them run down. 2 seconds. Shots up. Good. Inside the 3-point circle. There's the buzzer. And Klutwan comes from a 16-point deficit to pull this one out in the last 4 minutes and 32 seconds when they tied it at 85. They win this. A final score of 96-94 with a buzzer shot made by Metlakatla, but not enough. And they'll go to the championship game. And the James Gang from Juneau will be going against Metlakatla. And James Gang, you're going to have your hands full. We're going to take a 2-minute break, and we'll come back with our final stats and give you a recap of today's ball game and what's coming your way tomorrow. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball Tournament Action live from the Juneau Douglas High School Gym on this 71st annual playing of this great tournament sponsored by the Juneau Lions Club, one of the top 5 ongoing events out of 43,000 Lions clubs in the world over a span of 100 years. Absolutely fantastic. And what a way to end this Thursday night. Mike Clasby, along with James Jack Jr., will bring you more stats back when we come to you in 2 minutes.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
No. How about throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters? Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
In need of freight assistance? Alaska Marine Lines is dedicated to serving Southeast Alaska with barge service from Seattle twice per week. Call one of their freight experts to find the fastest and least expensive way to move a shipment. Their state-of-the-art system allows them to give you the answers you need and the dependable service that you deserve. Alaska Marine Lines is the obvious choice for all of your shipping needs. Find them online at shipaml.com or call 800-950-4265.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting Gold Medal. Together, we hold each other up.
One.
Free throw?
Yep. All right, folks, we're back. We're just counting up numbers here. Man, what a game.
Yeah, that was quite the game. Metlakatla led the whole way up until about maybe, the 1.5?
4 minutes and 32 seconds when it got tied at 85.
Okay.
Then we seesawed. Well, that's when Klukwan took their first lead. We were back and forth a little bit there, but, yep, what a dandy. So our final score is 96 for Klukwan, 94 for Met. All right, let's see. Why don't you go ahead and run over Klukwan's or Metlakatla, I don't care, whichever.
Okay, the high score for Met, I'll go from the high score on down. There was Willie Hayward with 34 points, and then on to Anthony Gogert. He had 24. Gabe Duckworth added 14. Nick Buchanan added 10. Chevy Cook had 7. Archie Dundas had 3. And Chris Mowers had 4. And while you're doing Klukwan's really quick, I'm going to look at Willie's free throw attempts.
He got 7 out of 12.
Oh, he got 7 out of 12?
Yeah, he hit 7 out of 12. Gogert hit, he didn't shoot any. So Willie had 7 out of 12. Archie Dundas had 1 of 4. Buchanan had 1 of 2. They hit 9 out of 18. Individually for Klukwan, it looked like this with, 24 points going to Jason Shaw. He hit 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Michael Ganey picked up only 2 points. Jesse McGraw had 22, and he was 4 for 4. 8 points went to Stuart DeWitt, and 38 points unofficially to Andrew Frisky, who was 9 out of 10 at the free throw line. So only 5 guys from Klukwan in the scoring column, and 3 of those 5 double digits, Michael Ganey adding only 2. And Stuart DeWitt, 8. They hit 18 out of 21 from the free throw line.
Stuart DeWitt probably shot about, I'd say, over 10 three-pointers, and he got 2 of them to go.
They were
two big ones.
They were the game changers.
Yeah, yep.
Yep, they were. All right, so that's it. So our halftime score was 52-44. Metlakatla was up, but they did not come out at the end. So here's a recap of today's games and then what's going to happen tomorrow. And the winner of this 9 o'clock game now is Klukwan, as I'm filling in my brackets as we talk to you folks out there. All right, today at 12:30, C competition, loser out, James Gang 71, Hoona 50. Then we go to M competition, Hoona 94, Angoon 67. And then at 3:30, it was B competition, Wrangell 92, Angoon 81. Those all loser out. In the winners' games tonight, pardon me, women's competition, Haynes and Yakutat in our 6 o'clock game, 65-52, Haynes won that one. B competition, Haynes and Hoona going at it, 77-63, Haynes won that one, so they win 2 in a row. Then we come back with this one, Metlakatla winning it, Klukwan winning 96-94. So here's what that stacks up for tomorrow. At 2 o'clock, we only have 4 games tomorrow, folks, 2 in the afternoon, 2 in the evening. Hoona will play in women's competition against Haynes at 2. 3:30, it'll be Angoon versus Cake in M. In Masters, that'll be loser out. And the winner goes to the championship at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, it'll be Juno James Gang against Klukwan, who just won this one. And at 7:30, it'll be the B competition bracket, Wrangell going against Hoona. All those for championship standings. And our championship games will be 2, 4, 6, and 8 on Saturday. That's going to wrap up our 71st annual gold medal. In basketball, the Lady Kings lost this morning. The Kings boys won up in Anchorage State Tournament. The Lady Bears from Juneau Douglas lost this morning, or this afternoon at 3:30, and to Diamond. And the boys lost tonight in that 6:30 game against Anchorage East. They got whopped by about 35 points. So we will bring you our reports in the morning. I'm going to record them to Sitka, Ketchikan, and to Juneau here in our sports report and let you know what's happening with 3A, because Sitka's up there playing, but I didn't have their scores from today. And we'll let you know what time the K-High Kings boys and girls play and also the Juneau Douglas Crimson Bear boys and girls. So that's going to wrap it up. They got all the lights out. They're kicking them out. We're the
only
ones.
I don't know if my wife and my girls are still listening at home, but hello, Billy, Charlie, Jenna, Cheyenne. I love you girls. And all.
I love them, too.
Okay.
They let you come here. All right, James. That's going to do it. We got to get out of here. Lights are out. They're kicking us out. Mike Gladby along with James Jack. Jeremy, thanks. Nice to have you back on the boards, back at the station. That's going to wrap it up for gold medal for this Thursday night, game number 32 in the books. We've got four more on Saturday, four more on Friday. That's going to end it. The 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament coming to you over KINY from the Juno Douglas High School Gym. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.
This has been Gold Medal Basketball, brought to you by the Juno Lions Club. Coverage on KINY brought to you by Microcom, Alaska's HughesNet Satellite Internet Solution, Dr. John Kralik, Alaska's Sleep Doctor, and Carl's Automarine.